Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this live broadcasted podcast between myself, Amina Puri, and my cohort, Cornelia Stephanie of Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. So if you've been listening to our prior podcasts, we have been talking about what it means to step into feminine divinity. I chose the words very consciously. So it's not just about feminine. It's the divinity is a way for us to realize that this power that we have perhaps abandoned somewhere along our journey is really God-given. So it's God-given. It's within us. We don't need it from somewhere else. We don't need to achieve anything for us to have it. It's an integral part of our being. It's God-given. So the work is just to step into it. And so this podcast is, the name of my podcast is called Igniting Change, Finding Your Fire, which I started around, COVID pandemic time, because so many of us needed that fire. So many of us needed that a purpose, a way for us to move through what's very difficult times. And there was a lot of anxiety and depression and, the ground was pulled from underneath us. So I started that podcast because it provided a contrast on where that fire is going to come from. So that's my work, is for you to find your inner power to move through these difficult times and any difficult times. So if you need more incentive and motivation and really how to step into being a fifth dimensional being and navigate through these times, you'll find a lot of inspiration, I hope, through my podcast. So this Stepping Into Feminine Divinity is a segment that I'm doing with my beautiful friend and cohort, Cornelia Stephanie, here. And our mission and vision is really for us to stir thought in every woman who's listening to it. And just as a side, feminine, it doesn't mean it's a woman. Men also have feminine qualities, and it'll probably serve them best if they were to tap into that. They'll probably begin to enjoy life and better health a little bit more, as I notice in my practice. But it is really, our intention is to stir thought, for us to provoke thought in you, for you to perhaps ask a bigger question of your life, of your purpose, of your calling, for you to perhaps look into your past and noticing where you have given your power away, and just noticing how we continue to habitually repeat those patterns subconsciously. And now is the time when we've been forced to spend a lot of time in isolation by ourselves, in contemplation, that all of these things are coming up for our reevaluation, for our examination, for our introspection, so we can somehow use that information to grow and to step into our feminine divinity. And, the definition continues to expand for me because of Cornelia. Just this morning when we had a meeting, and if you were in the meeting, you will realize how we have changed already, right? To say things like to each other in a business meeting, "I love you all." Where did you ever hear that in a boardroom? It doesn't happen. It's taboo, because we only understood love to have this one meaning. And so now love is in its all expanded meaning. And to be able to talk about, leading with compassion, leading with authenticity, leading with integrity, and asking for what we need, because the male part, the masculine energy, says, "No, I can do it. I'm not going to look stupid. I don't want to look weak. I'm going to do it all." But the feminine way of leading is asking for what you need. And I'm going to have Cornelia expand upon this, because she expanded me this morning with that thought.
Yeah. Well, you said so many things, he gave us like two or three separate paragraphs of things that we can dissect. But I just want to say that, you know, when we started the meeting this morning, everyone in the meeting that came on said, we need to get grounded. We need to get grounded. We need to get grounded. This is what was coming out of everyone's mouth, right? So everyone, and it was just, so everyone was expressing what we need. We need to get grounded. We need to get grounded. So we heard it like two, three, maybe four times this morning in the group. And so it was like, and then you said it also, yes, we need to get grounded. And then I said, awesome. Mina, will you ground us this morning? Yes. And so this was a beautiful prime organic example of what happens when we're in the flow. We're coming to a meeting. Everyone's there for this, you know, expansion and learning to grow and evolve their business and their teaching and training. And in this organic flow, by me saying, Mina, will you ground us into the meeting? And then you saying, yes, even though you weren't prepared ahead of time that you had to facilitate this part of the meeting. That was very organic and very beautiful for all of us because you were in your organic giving. And that is from, you know, your internal knowing and what it, the work that you do on, you know, everyday basis. And so it's not even anything you had to be prepared for because you're already living it, walking your talk in, you know, with this work. So it was beautiful how that turned out with how we got grounded in the meeting this morning because everyone jumped in and said that. And then boom, you know, you grounded us in. And after that, we were anchored and we were grounded and we felt centered. And then we opened up the meeting with, okay, what is it now that's on the agenda? And we went from there. But part of us as women is learning to become women again. So being woman, right? Learning to become women again because we too have been in the old 3D world, in the patriarchal society, we have been competing with the masculine energy to earn as much as they've earned, to, you know, have our right to vote, to, you know, do what it is that we need to do to feed the children and stay abreast of our survival. So we've been very much in our masculine energy of doing, 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 until there comes a time when she then says, I just can't do this anymore. I just cannot continue this path. I just can't do this anymore. I just feel backed up against a wall and I just can't do it anymore from that wing, 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 push, 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 go, go, go. And then when she then has that break down to break through, to ask that inner voice inside, what does she really need? What does she really need? And then the sentence is formulated that says, for the first time, I have felt heard. For the first time, I have felt witnessed. I have felt heard because that deep inner voice that came out that says, I need space. I need time. I need to just be.
My gosh, it's just exactly. There's just so much, again, you said in there. And one of the things that really struck me is women need to be women. What has happened, you know, in our struggles to equalize the gender equalization, we have forgotten who we are. And it's funny, in my, you know, second book is about relationships. So I'm writing that equal does not mean same. Equal is value. Mm-hmm. Equal is not a mathematical quantitative measure. It's value. and that value can change with your perception. So in order for us to see someone equal, it's our perception that needs upgrading. So in that struggle to understand equal, to fight for their very basic rights, to, you know, walk shoulder to shoulder with the masculine energy, with male, in the patriarchal society, we have forgotten who we are. We have forgotten, you know, that we are women. We contribute in a very different, but in a very huge way. And I think no one understood that, you know. So women were always at this inner conflict of either, you know, stay at home or you go out to work. Like they always had to make that decision, that choice. You're trying to be men and they're trying to be women at the same time. And where is the meeting there? Where is the balance there? No wonder women's health from mental to physical has suffered tremendously. And this is the aftermath. What we are noticing. Yeah, yeah. It's the aftermath.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when you're saying that women, you know, that they forgot, women have forgotten to be women. With yes. this is a real big aha for the women today, is that you chose this incarnation and this incarnation to be a woman. Mm-hmm. You chose in this incarnation. And so that there is tremendous, tremendous value and reasoning in this incarnation why you came to be woman, why you exactly. came to be a woman. Mm-hmm. And how can we, as a fifth dimensional being in our new society, role model balanced expressions of divinity when we are still out of balance within our own inner being? Mm-hmm. And that is the unbalanced expression of the being and doing inside have not been harmonized.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, when we were trying to be women, it was by some other standards or definition of what a woman should be. So we bought into that definition. We subscribe to that because what is a woman? You know, when you look at the marketing, just the beauty and the external and all the physical stuff, this is what we thought. This is what women bought into, that it's a, you know, it's the appearance was everything. And your, you know, the task was to have the opposite sex find you appealing. That was the objective. And, you know, we couldn't be further away from who we are. We couldn't be further away. So being feminine, a woman, is not about the physical appearance. It's how you're being inside of you. It's how you are comfortable in your own body. How deep can you go with it? And how deeply can you connect with your body? And from connecting with that comes the place of where can you ask? Can you ask what you need? First of all, can you tune into what you're feeling? Can you ask what you need? So it's, we disconnected. We disconnected from the body. We disconnected from our God-given power and energy and who we are meant to be. We disconnected. I think we all did. We bought into the external definitions and we're just trying to somehow fit in, make it work. It's like the standards for women, you know, first you, I don't know, a friend of mine wrote a poem. One line that stands out is, first you cut her wings and then you wonder why she can't fly.
Right.
And that's exactly what has happened. You know, you like even in the look, you should be athletic but feminine. You should be cute and whatever. Like there are just so many contradictory, externally imposed values that women are trying to work with, and they're getting nowhere. So we need to just, this is not what this is. We need to be done with all of that.
We are done with it.
We're done with it.
Because we know that's not sustainable. We know that that's not sustainable. And that whole programming and conditioning has been based on judgment.
On judgment,
if you look like this, mm-hmm. Then you get this. If you look like this, if you perform like this, if you do like this, then, you know, then it's all been based on those on those, you know, programming and conditions from plastic
exactly.
that are not sustainable, yeah. right? And they're not honoring. They're not honoring of you. That's that's the other thing. So when women realize and remember how glorious it is to be a woman, and yeah, how absolutely. Honoring it is to be yeah. a woman, and that when you can, you know, listen to your own inner voice when she says to you, "I just want to be. I just need space, and I just need yeah. time. I just need my voice to be heard." Whether you make that declaration to a coach, a counselor, you know, a practitioner, your partner, your inner self, wherever you have that space, offer yourself that space, and to really ask, what is it that you need? And just that one question will open the gates, to have that inner voice be heard. Because where we really are now and what we're coming to is high esteem. Honoring of women, honoring each other, not competing with each other, not judging each other, not, you know, putting each other down, but holding each other up and holding each other high. And I know that you can relate to this because we do this within our group. We do this yes. within our meetings. We support each other that way because personally, honestly, I won't tolerate anything but.
I just love that. I love the way you conduct the meetings. I love the way how you uphold each one of us in the meeting. I really, you honor every single attendee in that meeting. And this is something that has never been done openly. And you're correct. Women compete with each other because they are competing for something they didn't even realize if they needed or wanted. And they're competing with something that is like just your physical body or whatever. That's not even who you are. And we need to, you know, we've taken our definition of what it means to be a woman from the external. No, we needed to teach the world what a woman is by being one.
Yes.
By embodying the energy, by embodying the feminine qualities, by standing up for our truth, by finding our voice, by tuning into what we need, by being vulnerable, compassionate, and authentic. That's what it means.
Yeah. And when we can be that way with ourselves, and when we treat ourselves that way, each other, ourselves and each other, then we can create a new foundation with how we teach people, how we want to be loved, how we want to be treated. You know, it's like really, I did a retreat back in 2017, and the retreat was all about how do you want to be loved?
Oh, I love that.
How do you want to be loved? And that, you know, that was all the curious inquiry going in. And then
when was the last time any woman has ever asked that? Do you know what I mean? It's like, we never ask, love me the way I feel loved.
How do you want to be
loved? You want to be loved.
Right. And then if you answer that, like you write it out in the journal, I mean, this is what we did. We wrote it out in our journals, and then we had a mic, and then everyone got up to the mic, and it was brilliant. You know, people
That's amazing.
Talking about how they want to be loved. How they want to be loved in their relationships and their partnerships, you know, what's important to them. And that comes back down to our core values and what it is that we stand for. And again, honoring each other as a woman and as a man and as a community. And so, you know, holding women high, this is really, it starts when we started these podcasts together, this series, Stepping into Divine Femininity, has to do with the woman's choice. It comes down to the woman choosing herself that she's now ready to take on that robe of honor, that mantle, and what that entails to be. And sometimes it's messy before it gets clear. You know, it's messy before it's clear, because with women, you know, multi-dimensional human beings. Yeah. It's like, you know, sometimes we have to dance in the fire, and that fire, you know, is also deserves to be expressed in that way. And then comes the grace. So we've got the fire, we've got the grace, but all about when you as a woman, Mina, and all the other women that are in our group and in our world, when each woman is in her own right and in her own esteem, in her own inner love, that's going to serve me so well.
Absolutely. It's a collective, like we talked about in the last episode. It's not just my voice or your voice. When we are speaking, we're speaking for thousands of women, if not more, because they haven't found the language yet. But there's something turning internally for them. They haven't found the language, or they haven't found the courage, or there's so much fear around it. So this conversation is so important. It's not just another gender equalization conversation. It's really about women taking a lead role in their own life, deciding for themselves, showing up fully for themselves, asking for what they need. They do the choosing, their choice, because that has not been the case. We are always, kind of walking behind. Like in the first episode, when you gave that example of at the airport, here the man was walking ahead and she just following.
And she was carrying the luggage.
She was carrying the luggage. I mean, that's just outrageous, right?
Isn't that what women do? We carry not just the regular luggage, but
we
also
carry all the baggage. We fix everything up. We make it all okay. And then we kind of disappear into the background. And then we make the men feel like, yes, you are the head of the household. You know what I mean? Isn't that what happens? And I mean, the power of that, there's something I want to explain that, like, when you are allowing the male to be the head, or you are allowing the male to lead, it's not because we are not capable of that. We have that power, ladies. It is because you have a bigger power to allow another human being who's wanting to feel something from you. So you are still leading. You recognize your power beyond power because you are able to see, that's your specialty. You're able to see what everyone needs. It's not to forgo your own need, but it's seeing yourself on a bigger leading role, bigger place. Not by, taking a flag and screaming up and down, but just quietly, softly, but powerfully owning that, embodying that power, because you can see that, this person or this man would be at its best if he's made to feel he's a leader. You're not giving away your power. You're actually allowing someone else to be powerful because you are so powerful yourself that you don't need to fight for it.
That's a beautiful reframe, the way that you framed that. That's a really beautiful reframe for the ladies to really take a look at that and look at how that's being played out in your relationships. Because, and I know this is going to be a continuous topic for us, and this will probably go into the next episode as well, when we teach our men, we teach men how to treat us and how to love us and how to... by our example and by us communicating to our beloveds what's important to us and what it is that we need, and basically also what it is that we will not tolerate and what it is that we want.
You know why? Because we have that power.
Yes.
We can very powerfully, authentically, softly. You just have it. That's your role. It's not to fight. There's nothing to fight.
Yeah, you don't have to have a temper tantrum.
No, it's a knowing. It's a deeper knowing and embodying your power, which actually you just become softer. That's how, because you're a woman. That's the very innate quality. But we're not always soft. When there's time to roar, we know how to roar.
Oh, yeah. And that's... It's becoming woman, right?
It's becoming woman. It's becoming you. Yeah.
And
the whole spectrum of emotions and experiences. Yeah.
And, you know, the whole, where we're at right now with what is we're talking about, this is just one part of our becoming. And then when we've remembered fully how to be honored and bring that back fully into balance, then our inner expression with our masculine and our feminine energy inside of us, as an androgynous being, we can then express from that point, because all of the wrongs, and I don't want to say wrongs, but all the imbalances have been made right.
Made right.
And because here's the thing that I say to men and women, that if you are in a womanly body, you came to be a woman. And if you are in a masculine body, then you came to remember to be a man that is balanced in his feminine energy and start embracing that intuitive side instead of making it seem like it's weak and wrong for you to be intuitive and for you to be crying or feeling.
Imagine what can happen when these two energies within men and women are balanced and we truly understand what it means to have those energies, and we need both, you know, to get on this podcast, to get all the logistics straightened out. I needed the masculine energy. And men have hearts too. They are allowed to cry. They feel. Everybody feels. They feel, and that can become their biggest strength.
Like being a woman, when women learn to release and learn to cry and release and let go, and they, you know how to dive deep into their emotional water, releasing that energy, releasing that feeling energy, and diving deep into their feeling state. Men have the same thing.
Right.
It's they have the same thing. It's just they've been conditioned to be a man and suck it up and get on with it and get the work done.
Yeah.
And again, the focus has always been on do.
It's about being. You know, just this morning when you talked about the meeting, you sensed, everybody sensed that there was a flow to it. We didn't plan anything. I didn't plan anything. We just sensed, we just flowed with it. And the word that comes to my mind out of this meeting is just delicious, because the experience was just so just delicious, just lovely, just wonderful, because we allowed, we sensed, and we just flowed with whatever was showing up. And that's the whole feminine divinity. That's the whole feminine quality. So Cornelia, I can talk with you forever. I learned so much from you. The language that you use, the words and the things that you pull in, I'm like, oh, wow. I learned so much every time I'm in conversation with you. So how can people find you?
Well, they can go to my website at CorneliaStephanie.com. They can look at my YouTube channel, go to Cornelia Stephanie. Today I did podcasts. So this actually, after this one, there will be one more, three podcasts today. And so this is the kind of information and consciousness that we continuously share. But CorneliaStephanie.com, you can find me on Facebook or Instagram, and it's Cornelia Stephanie. And those of you that would like to join my spiritual meetup group for women, it's free. And it is once a month. It's the second Saturday of the month, and it's from 9 o'clock in the morning until 11 o'clock Pacific time. Those of you that want to join that group, it's a beautiful, sacred, soft space where women come, that I open up that space for women to be heard and for women to express themselves, not having anything fixed or done, because nothing needs to be fixed. It's just a place for us to be heard.
That's such a wonderful offering. If you are listening, I would, you know, take her up on it. It's free. And if you are interested in doing the healing work and learning how to be in a love-based, living from a love-based life, I am teaching a group course, which begins in 2-3 weeks. It's called six stages or six keys to living a love-based life. You can get more information on that group program on my website, ayurvedichealingcenter.com. And if you have any comments, we would love to hear from you. We would love for you to share if you found this useful and relevant. And so we have, you know, as you can see, these conversations are necessary, but they're very relevant and they're very deep. We can talk about it forever and we will continue to carry on the conversation. We want these conversations to reach your ears. We want you to have thoughts about this. We want you to listen to it. We want you to know that a shift is available. Changes are available for you if and when you're ready. So thank you so much for joining me, Cornelia. And thank you everyone for watching and listening, and stay tuned. Love to you all. And we look forward to speaking with you on our next podcast. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.